Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
What's your thoughts about the law of attraction on how to apply it the right way or?
I think the law of attraction and manifesting are the same thing. Mm-hmm. So law of attraction, for everybody who has not read The Secret, is simply your thoughts become things. Mm-hmm. And it's true. We've talked all about how when you have a negative self-talk, it tends to draw more of that to you. I think about it like lint in a dryer. Once negative stuff starts collecting, it collects a lot more. So here's what everybody gets wrong about manifesting. Everybody, at least kind of in the mass market, what you're trained to think about when you think about manifesting is vision boards. Mm-hmm. And when you hear the word vision boards, you think about the big stuff. Should you have big dreams? Of course you should. Should you dream of building a mansion on the ocean if that's your thing? Yes. Should you dream of the log cabin? Yes. If you want a Lamborghini or the new Ford Bronco, should you put, yeah, yes, yes, yes. If you want the family, if you want the body, should you think about, yeah, absolutely. Here's where everybody goes wrong. You dream about the end. You make this gorgeous collage of all this stuff that has nothing to do with your current life. That literally, as you're sitting in your studio apartment with the cat box that hasn't been changed in 2 weeks.
No food in the fridge.
In the fridge. And you're looking for a job and you're staring at a mansion going, someday, it's going to make you feel like a loser.
Yeah.
Because the gap between where you are and where you want to go, it seems insurmountable. And so what happens, based on the research, is when you only visualize the end game, Lewis, it's demotivating.
Mm.
At first, it's really fun to like have a bottle of wine and make your like collage. I'm gonna visualize, I'm gonna slap this up. There's my vision board, it's fabulous. Law of attraction, baby, come on. I'm gonna think about it, it's gonna come to me. The way to visualize properly is to visualize the bridge between where you are and where you need to go. And particularly the horrible stuff. So let's use your example of the marathon. The vision board would be Lewis crossing.
The medal.
Exactly.
High fives.
Yes, I did it. Exactly. That will not help you. Because when you hit mile 13 on the actual race and it is sleeting rain.
You're saying, why am I doing this?
Yes. And it feels nothing like that thing on your vision board. You're going to start a negative dialogue. I can't do this, my knees hurt. This is not what I thought it was gonna be. I'm not ready for this, I didn't train for this. I'm running New York, I train in LA. Are you running in New York?
LA.
Okay, good. Well then at least you trained in the right weather.
Yeah.
So on and on and on, and you are going to tank yourself. What you do by visualizing the bridge is you train your nervous system and your mind to do the hard work.
Mm.
So you should visualize not crossing the finish line, but what is it like to be at mile 12 when your batteries run out on your earbuds and you keep going? What's it like when your shoelace breaks and now your heel is lifting and you're starting to get a blood blister at mile 17? What's it feel like when you wake up and it is pouring rain and you visualize yourself running anyway? That way, when you visualize the work, you are preparing your body for it. So you're not resistant to it when it comes.
A story that I had, George St. Pierre, who's one of the greatest UFC fighters of all time, he said that he always puts himself in the most uncomfortable situations in practice leading up to the fight. You know, the hardest situations to get himself out of, when his arms are behind his back and he's face against the mat and in between the fence, and he's just getting punched in the face. He's like, how do I get out of this?
Right.
He's like, visualize that and seeing how can I get through this?
Yeah.
When it seems like I just want to tap out.
Yes.
Instead of tapping out, what's the process for figuring out how to get through it?
Yeah.
To then raise my hand at the end victorious.
Totally. And so you are literally building up almost like this resilience and this muscle inside of you to do the work to get the thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, create the vision board, but make sure in addition to crossing the finish line, you have somebody running in the rain.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.